Hello, and welcome to Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of May 22nd, 2006. The Chicago Shakespeare Theater's 20th anniversary season will be aptly inaugurated with a transatlantic production of Henry IV, Part 1 and 2. The show is currently running at the Shakes through June 18th, and the show will be concluding at Shakespeare's birthplace, Stratford-upon-Avon, in England at the Royal Shakespeare Company from July 6th through July 15th. Henry IV, directed by Chicago Shakespeare Theatre Artistic Director Barbara Gaines, will mark the debut of Chicago Shakespeare Theatre with the Royal Shakespeare Company in England. It is a part of the historic first-ever RSC Complete Works Festival, a year-long celebration presenting the entire Shakespeare canon. Chicago Shakespeare Theatre is one of only three U.S. companies invited to perform at the festival. Congratulations, Barbara Gaines and the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. Don't forget the celebrations this week surrounding the reopening of the LaSalle Bank Theater. Remember, on Tuesday, May 23rd at 8:30 at night will be the official lighting of the marquee. A special guest will be flipping the switch. And then this Wednesday, May 24th at 7:30 will be the inaugural performance starring Michael Crawford. Don't miss these major events happening this week at the LaSalle Bank Theater. This is going to be one exciting and historic week for the LaSalle Bank Theater. Don't miss it. Well, just a little bit of New York news for you. The Tony Award nominations have been announced, and it seems that The Color Purple has garnered about 11 nominations. You may remember that show as being directed by Chicago's own Gary Griffin. That's right. Well, to find out who exactly is going to win the award, you are going to have to tune in on June 11th for the CBS broadcast to see who exactly won from The Color Purple. Until then, if you see Oprah on the street, go ahead and congratulate her. She's doing quite a bit for Chicago theater. The historic Chicago theater will be opening up its basement theater on July 11th. The new 250-seat house will be opening with a two-man off-Broadway musical called The Big Bang. Remember, the show runs from July 11th through August 20th. Don't miss it. This is just a little announcement reminding you that the Remy Bumpo Theatre Company and their production of Power has been extended at the Victory Gardens Theater. The show will now close on June 11th. You have more of an opportunity now to see the show. Don't miss it. And Talk Theater in Chicago would like to congratulate playwright Nick Patrica, who won the Dublin International Gay Theater Festival's Oscar Wilde Award. Nick won the award for outstanding achievement in new theatrical writing. Chicago playwrights are making a stronger stance internationally, and we couldn't be prouder. Congratulations, Nick Patrica. Well, thank you for listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. Remember, we are here every week to give you Chicago's theater news. So until next week, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.